I want you. How's that for sharing some details? I want you. I want to run my hands over you. I want to run my tongue and my lips all over you. I want to kiss you and have you kiss me back and devour my mouth in return. I want many, many things. I want to feel your body pressed against mine. I want to feel my body pressed against you. Walk into that room and push you up against the wall or the door. And run my hands all over you. Have your hands sneak around, grab my ass and pull me into you. Feel that hard length of you rubbing against me. I want to feel your hand sneak up under my skirt, grab at my ass, give a little playful swat. Playful, but still has just enough sting to it. I want to be in that room. Your hand under my skirt. And feel your fingers slide into me. As my hand strokes over that hard bulge in your pants. I want to feel you fuck me with your fingers in a place where someone could discover us and take me, make me do what you want me to do. I want to feel you grab my hair and spin me around against you. So now your hard cock is rubbing against my ass. And me staring into the mirror of that room, in that room. And you'd force me to put my hands on that bar and hold on. And you'd flip my skirt up. And you'd grab my panties and just rip them in half. There would be no wearing them anymore after that. And with my skirt flipped up and my panties gone, he'd put one hand on my back and hold me there. And then you would spank my ass red. Stopping so that you could finger fuck me, because with that pain you give some pleasure, and I'd be pushing my ass out towards you even further. the sting would be there, but I'd want more. Because I'd be getting close and you'd know it. And I want you. So then my ass is glowing red. And I've almost come. You've pushed me up to that edge. You'd spin me around again and push me down to my knees. Your hands in my hair. And I'd take you out of your pants and start licking up your hard length and sucking on the tip of you, hollowing out my cheeks a little bit as I suck you in deep. Your hands on my head would be holding me there. And you know how I gag a little bit. And you don't care. And I'd suck and suck at you. And twist my mouth. And circle you with my hand as well. Spit and slobber dribbling all down you and down my chin. Getting you all sloppy wet. And you'd be getting close. But you're not ready to come yet. Oh no. You pull me back up to my... So I'm standing and facing that mirror again and push me down. You kick my feet apart. And I'm already so wet, and now you are with all my slobber and your pre-cum. That you'd thrust your way into me and fuck me. Fuck that cunt. That cunt that is aching to feel you. And you'd fuck me so hard. I have to hold on to that bar. And you'd reach, grab the back of my hair, and pull me up against you. And as you're fucking me, your other hand snuck around and is fingering my clit, pushing me closer. As you get ready and you bite down. You bite down hard, marking what's yours on the outside, just as much as you're marking me on the inside with your cock, and you're fucking me. And then you growl and tell me to come for you. Come all over your cock. And I do, and I come with a scream all over your cock. And I come, and I come. And that scream and that tightening of those muscles makes you even harder. And you push me back down to hold onto the bar so that you can smack my ass again as you fuck me, keeping me fully red-assed and inflamed. And you're getting close. And I can feel how close you're getting. And I'm close again. And you continue to spank and fuck me. And then you tell me once more to come for you again. And so I can come all over you again. As you pound into me. And come deep inside my cunt. Yes. Those are the thoughts that I've been having. And can you tell? It came off of the thoughts, the fantasy you had on Saturday when you went and got the things you needed from that lovely mirrored location. Ooh, I hope you can have some more good thoughts and have some of this come true one of these days. Mm.